Calgary. A man convicted of killing a chef apologized Monday and expressed dismay that no one with the victim's family was in court to hear it. Tommy Holloway was convicted of manslaughter while his accomplice, Anthony Dodgson, was found guilty of second-degree murder in the death of Christoph Herblin. Herblin was stabbed to death in a parking lot outside his soon-to-be-opened Calgary Cafe following a break-in in 2020. Holloway, 33, told his sentencing hearing that he hoped his words would get through to Herblin's wife, who wrote in a victim impact statement last December that the killing had left her broken and struggling to make sense of this tragedy. "It got to me. Got me emotional," said Holloway. "I just wish they were here today so I could look at them eye to eye, apologize for my actions. I know no amount of words that I'm going to say is going to bring back their loved one, but I do want them to know that I am sorry." The Crown has recommended Holloway serve 12 years in prison. Defense lawyer Kim Ross said his client had no previous criminal record, has made efforts to turn his life around and should serve 3 to 5 years. "I'm not standing here saying that imprisonment is not appropriate here. The issue is how long," Ross told Court of King's Bench Justice Blair Nixon. "Mr. Holloway has clearly learned his lesson, and I submit with some degree of confidence that this court will never see Mr. Holloway back here again." Herblin was a longtime executive sous chef at the Glencoe Golf and Country Club, and his new restaurant was weeks away from opening. Court heard Dodgson and Holloway broke into the restaurant with plans to get through a wall into an adjacent cannabis shop. They fled when a car drove by and returned later to continue their robbery attempt but became frustrated as Herblin had showed up. Holloway smashed Herblin's car windows in order to lure him into the parking lot. Dodgson attacked him and stabbed him 9 times. Herblin staggered to a nearby gas station for help and died shortly after police officers came to his aid. Ross said Holloway had no knowledge of what was going to happen and immediately ran off after smashing out the car's windows. Mr. Holloway at that point did not know what had happened. He did not know that Mr. Herblin was in the state that he was in and that he had gone to the Shell looking for help, Ross said. He was leaving the scene of a possible break and enter. Certainly at the time of his leaving he did not know. Dodgson receives an automatic life sentence for the murder conviction. When the sentencing hearing began for both men in December, the Crown argued that Dodgson should not be eligible for parole for 15 to 18 years. His lawyer asked for a range of 10 to 12 years. The judge is scheduled to deliver his sentence for Holloway and Dodgson on February 24. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 6, 2023. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press. Note to readers, this is a corrected story. A previous version said lawyers were recommending the time Holloway should serve before he is eligible for parole.